Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast from Austin, Texas. For more information about this free service, visit us at KUT.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. I'm Lori Gallardo. Today we'll hear performances by Calexico and Iron and Wine, Josh Rouse, Luna, Beth Wood, and Atash. Our first performance is a combination of two great artists. Sam Beam, founder of Iron and Wine, first spoke to Joey Burns and John Convertino of Calexico about collaborating back in 2001, but due to conflicting schedules, the musicians weren't able to get into the studio until December 2004. The result was the EP In the Rains, highlighting the best of both bands. We had the pleasure of having Calexico and Iron and Wine perform in Studio 1A in 2005. Here they are with a track from their EP called Prison on Route 41.
There's a prison on Route 41, home to my father, first cousin, and son. And I visit on every weekend, not with my body, but with prayers that I send. I've a reason for my absentee, and no lack of love for my dear family. And my Savior is not Christ the Lord, but one named Virginia whom I live my life for. 'Cause I owe mine to her, and I'd rot in that prison for sure if she tossed me aside and not shown me the way to abide. By the creed, the law of the land, unlike my whom I'd most likely see every day, if not for the righteous path Virginia laid. There's a prison on Route 41, home to my mother, stepbrother, and son. And I'd tear down that jail by myself if not for Virginia, who made me someone else. And I owe all to her, and I'd rot in that prison for sure if she tossed me aside and not shown me the way to abide. By the precepts, her purity is So unlike the habits of my whole family, who I only see down on my knees in prayer by Virginia, whom I live for to please.
Calexico with Iron and Wine, performing Prison on Route 41 from their EP, In the Rains. Our next featured artist started his own label, Bedroom Classics, in the fall of 2005, after his contract with his previous label ended. For Josh Rouse, this marked the beginning of more creative freedom and the opportunity to get his music out more often. The DIY ethic has paid off well. Rouse visited KUT back in 2006 for a Studio 1A performance. Here he is with a track called It Looks Like Love.
There's a little photograph that she shot in the nude. She doesn't wear a conscience, she doesn't play by rules. So turn me on, baby, if I realize, and in the daytime too, I fly it out of like an aeroplane, like some clueless fool. And there goes that melancholy feeling again. It looks like love is gonna find a way, and just when you stop believing in it, it looks like love is gonna show its face. Got some things to show her. I take her to her room. She likes to eat that chocolate. She likes to sit on my two, yeah. She come, baby, if I would lie. And in the daytime, too, I fly it out of like an aeroplane, like some clueless fool. And there goes that melancholy feeling again. It looks like love is gonna find a way, and just when you stop believing in it, it looks like love is gonna show its face. Just when you stop believing in it, it looks like love is gonna show its face.
It Looks Like Love by Josh Rouse in Studio 1A. The song is from his 2006 album, Subtitulo. This next band played their very last shows at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City back in March 2005. The fans were brokenhearted, but the members of Luna were ready to move on. Still, they've given us a lot of fantastic music that will inspire for years to come. There's also an incredible documentary about Luna released in 2006, Tell Me, Do You Miss Me, directed by Matthew Bazell. It's an unflinching look that takes viewers right up to the band members' last times together. We were very lucky to have Luna perform in Studio 1A back in 2002. Here they are with Weird and Woozy. Luna with Weird and Woozy, a track from their 2002 album, Romantica. Originally from Lubbock, Texas, songwriter Beth Wood was classically trained in piano, violin, harp, and voice. But here in Austin is where she picked up her first guitar. Things were never the same for her after that. It was literally goodbye day job and hello music full time. She says she feels blessed that she can make music for a living and stresses the importance of connections made through music in people's lives. Here's Wood in Studio 1A with a song she encouraged listeners to sing along with in their cars, Church of Melody.
Your part is just amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. All right, here we go.
At the Church of Melody, it's where I worship on my knees. That's where you'll find me. Anyone can come. You don't have to rise with the sun. There's room for everyone. with me everywhere I go. 'Cause the music tells me so. There's no right or wrong, there's so many to revere. You don't even have to be sober here, just open up your ears. It's with you everywhere you go, 'cause the music tells you so. You can pray any way you please. There are no decrees, and most sermons I know of are given by losers in love. Aren't we all losers in love? It's with us everywhere we go, 'cause the music tells.
Wood with Church of Melody from her 2005 album, Marigolds. The song title from this next performance by Attash is taken from the celebration of the Persian New Year, or Nowruz, called the Nocturnalia, a nighttime festival honoring the natural forces of creativity and renewal in the universe. The members of Austin-based Attash come from the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Americas, fronted by Iranian vocalist Mohammad Firouzi. They've been called the sound of global harmony. You'll hear why. This is Attash in Studio 1A. We'll be right back. Attash performing Nocturnalia in Studio 1A. And that's the end of this edition of Radio Without Borders. Thank you for listening. As always, special thanks go to Lauren Burton, Jay Trachtenberg, and Teresa Ferguson for their input and assistance with this program. For David Alvarez, Seth Price, and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers, I'm Lori Gallardo.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura. Featuring the Acura TL with an available voice-activated navigation system with real-time traffic. Learn more at Acura.com.